line Mukulu Kishadisa Bor Benel Asyakulu. Kishadisa Bor Benel Asyakulu. And we'll focus on the Machlekes Rashi Tosfos regarding the Ptur Odom Bevor. They pointed out in the extra Marmakomas that they sent out that now it's worthwhile going back to the Tosfos, Lozeh Vazeh, maybe a little bit further into, and then we'll head back. Good. So the Rashi works out all of the different formula for how we could derive all of the Aveis Nezikin from Bor and one other. So now we have the format down. How does it all begin? If you want to start with Bor, parenthetically, but of great importance. Going back to Chumash for a second, how does every argument start? No. You start with Bor. What's the Kal V'Chomer? What's step number one? What was that? I'm sorry. Darken Leilech Ulahazik. So that's a chumr. So that is. No, I mean, the Bor is not Darken Ulahazik. So that's a kula. And nevertheless, you're chayiv. So certainly, on a mazik that's holech umazik, then what is the chumrah of Bor, right? We start off with the kula of Bor, and something that should pater you from Bor. You start off with a kal, and you do a kal v'chomer, right? So what's the kal of Bor? The Bor's not going any place. Teshev al taisa, and you're chayiv for it. So certainly a chayiv for mazik that's going to Tigris. Good. Then what's the next step? Then we have to point at a chumra in Bor. Even though it's not going any place, but you created a whole new mazik. It's your mazik. So then we have to find one other of the ovos, which is not tchilose asiyose lenezek. Correct? Then the Gemara will find some chumra in the other of, and Bor doesn't share that chumra.
Good.
Yeah, but if you had a digest of the chumras, you already know in Tes Amud base, and you know all of the Gemara is a digest of all the chumras of the various ovos. Good. So it's interesting to point out that if you go back to Chumash, Perichov, what is the beginning of the parshas Nezikin and Chumash? So you might say Ki Yikach Shor Es Ish O Es Isha. But that's a special din of killing another person. So the parshas of Hezek really begin with Bor. After Bor, you have Karen, Kiyigoyf. We learn that Kiyigoyf is Kiyigach. Right? And then, after then in Perikhov Beis, after Bob Machteras, then Kiyaver Ish, so the Kerem, Shein Regel, and then Eish. Right? So in terms of Momen Amazik, so it's interesting to note that we begin with, the Torah begins with Bor. Good. So Tosva says, Mashapirish HaKuntris, the Shein Asyam Mi Bor Ve'esh, right? That's the way Rashi, when Rashi gives us the running commentary, the explanation, when he explains it, he expands the Gemara. So he expands it. Start with Bor. We want to be Machayev Shein V'Regel. Start with Bor. and then we need an accomplice to bor to be mechayiv. Good. So Masha Pirish Hakunter is to shein asya vibor ba'esh. How does that work? Techi parvachta. Now, when you are on your second pircha, right? Your first pircha is going to be that bor is chilas asiyah shel hezek. So now you have to bring your accomplice. Is going to be Eish. Eish was not chilas asiyah shel hezek. Eish was for warming. Eish was for cooking. And nevertheless, when it's chayiv, right? It means that we argued bor is much more chomer dika mazik. So we're saying, you see, your chayiv, even when you don't have that chumra of bor, but nachi parachta, you're going to ask, but Eish has his own chumra. Shekein mu'edes lechol bein roi la bein shein roi la. So Eish has his own chumra that it burns. That means that it both destroys and also scorches, and you'll be chayiv for the scorching, even though it can't consume it. And that is going to be the chumrah of Eish, for which we come back and say, but you see that bor is chayiv even though bor is not chayiv on a dover she'ein roila. Right? So you see that the chumrah of Eish is not the mechayiv of, is not a contributing factor to the chiyuv of hezek, because bor does not share it. All right, so that's how we get bor and eish together to include shein v'regel. So far, so good. So Tosfos asked on the last argument that eish is responsible for roi and she'enoi roi. Eish is responsible for Roy She'eni Roy. So Toimar V'Shein She'ein Mu'edes Lechol Elo B'Roy. How can I include Shein V'Regel? Eish is much more chomedic. Why? Eish is destroys anything. Eish, it either destroys or scorches. There's no such thing as an Einer Roy Leish. Right, there's no such thing. Even as in a roi, it'll still lichacha nirave. Even the earth, it'll damage it in some way. It's a huge mazik, right? The bigger the mazik, the greater the responsibility of shmira. That's how Rav Naftali Trump explains it. The bigger the more ravaging the mazik, the more responsible the mazik. So the greater the shmira required. So eish, the Torah will require a huge shmir, but Shein V'Regel. Shein V'Regel doesn't eat clothes. Doesn't eat, it's very limited what Shein V'Regel will do. It's going to damage your tomatoes, your cucumbers, your wheat. What's it going to do? It's going to, in a doime, what a Shein V'Regel can do to what an Eish can do. Right? So Eish, the Torah says, yeah, watch it, Shmira. You're not Shein V'Chayim. Shein V'Regel, no. Shein V'Regel, Torah wasn't so. So therefore the Torah says, so that is the pircha, right? That's the pircha. That's the pircha which will require bor to come back and say, bor is chayav, it's a mazik, even though bor is also an Einer Roy. There's an Einer Roy Legavi bor. Exactly, but we're not sure what the Einer Roy Legavi bor is. Right, we know that there are certain kalim that don't break in a bor. Give us mishum havla. Used kalim that are well worn kalim that've been through the grind already, so they don't break mishum havla. All right, so bor is not as devastating as eish. He's still chayiv hezek. So that's how Rashi explains it. The taste of his kash is because Taisa's first kasha is that the pircha is not a good pircha. Right? The second pircha. Second or third? The second pircha. Right? We begin with bor, Eish is the accomplice, and we have to go back to bor. Why are we going back to bor? because Eish is responsible for even Eneroi. Shein Viregel is not responsible for Eneroi. It doesn't happen. So Tosfos says, that's not a good pircha. Shein Viregel, there is no such thing as Eneroi. If an animal starts eating away at my wooden fence, I'm a shugan animal, right? So, that's not Shein Viregel. It's Karen. So, how does the pirch work? The Gemara should say boar works plus eish. It wraps it up. Should be one kal v'chomer, one pircha. We wrap up the pircha. We don't need a double pircha, right? Bor is mechayev. Bor is kal stationary. Shein regel is chomer. No, I'm for sure chayev and shein regel. So the Gemara says no. Bor is tchilas asiyos el ezek. No eish. I are going to ask me, but Eish is a big chumra. I feel a dovish in royula. I'll say, it's not shach l'gavish in regel. There's no such thing as any royula. So if it's not shayach, the totality of shein regel has been proven already. I can't say that Eish is more chumra than shein regel. I can say Eish is more chumra than a cow. More chumra than a... But that's not, we're talking about the tchuna, the specific hezek of getting hanoah from something. So Tosfos Rashi says, "V'Tosfos V'Kosh Le'Ashkam Shein Roy B'Shein Dim Ochel Dov Shein Roy Lam Le'Havi Told to the Shein Ola Told to the Karen They Came Din Hanoah Le'Zeika." It's not told. Then Tosfos says a line which is hard to understand. V'E and if. V'imishkachas v'shum inyan. If you can find the shein v'regel that is not getting hana, and if you'll find some tolda of shein v'regel, right? Imishkachas v'shum inyan neilef me'esh v'mischayev af v'shein roy. So then, we'll have to learn from Eish, that's Mechai Ben Roy. V'nireh, v'shein nami osi v'palga d'dina. Oy me Eish l'chune. Because it seems to me that Eish does not require tzad ha'shava. All Eish requires is a palga d'dina. It requires bor, and then we knock off the pircha with Eish. We don't need a tzad ha'shava. It ends up being, it works from a kal v'chomer. Or he says, you know, you don't even need bor. Just have eish. Eish is, what's the cool of eish? Koyach hachem urvoy. And you still have tomin, it's in halachis, but not in the basic hezek. And so, sure, it's also koyach hachemur v'boy, but it's not as uncontrollable as Eish. So if you're chayev for Eish, you should be chayev for shein v'regel. So what are you going to ask? Where's the pircha? So Tosfos says it could work on Eish alone. All right. That's the Tosfos, again, Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. How does he, Rashi, Tosfos says, it seems to me that the statement of the Gemara, Kula, Kishadisa, Barbenai, was correct, but it doesn't mean you always need bor. According to Rashi, you always need bor. And the Tosfos says, no, it just means that sometimes you won't need bor. Sometimes another ov will work on its own. But you will cover all the ovies with bor. It's not always necessary. Miyu yesh leimer lepirush hakuntras. the shapir perchin and pircha to lay shayecha b'shein. The guy gavne paruch machoivel. And then Tosfos says, not such a big kash in Rashi. Why? Because the standards of a pircha are very low. A pircha means a kasha. You can unravel a kalma chayim with a kasha. It doesn't have to be a rigorously valid kasha. So what if Shein Regel doesn't have, is not a chayiv and a roi? Still a good kasha. You can still say that Eish is chom, is that Eish is chomer in that it is mazik, it's a ravaging mazik. So I don't have to have a kasha from Eish that unhinges from Shein. I'm trying to learn Shein Verego. All I have to show is Eish's Chomer. I don't have to show that it's Chomer in the context or in sync with that which I'm trying to learn. Taisus began by saying that I have to show that Eish is more Chomer than Shein Verego. No. I have to show that Eish is a very Chomer Degamazik. Right? He's going to give you a riot. Gemara says later on that we want to prove that a woman is potter from Eidus. So Gemara says, we'll bring a raya from an Eved. Why from Eved? Because an Eved is posel of Eidus, and an Eved, and Tliz Megayir is posel of Oilako. So Gemara says, but that's not a good raya because an Eved is Chayv and Brismila. And an Isha is not Chayv and Brismila. Mali Isha. She ru'uya levayla kol psuleidus. So Eved and a royal levayla kol in a din shaposuleidus. And Isha and Eved is similar in the Chi of Mitzvahs. So Isha is can marry, and Isha, she can get married. So, and she's still possible Eidu, so certainly an Eved, who is, can't marry in, should be possible for Eidu. The Gemara says, that's not a good Kal V'Chomer. Why? Because an Isha can't have a bris. Maybe the reason she's possible Eidu, she can't have a bris. An Eved can have a bris. So, Tosfos says, the pircha is not a good pircha. And Isha can't have a bris, she's not right to have a bris. You can't fault the woman and say that she's on a lower dargo because she can't have a bris. She can do everything, everything's mutal alao. And Evan has to have a bris because he has the yecholas to have a bris. So Tosfos, you see from that kalva, from that pircha, that the pircha doesn't have to be logically tight vis-a-vis that which you want to learn. As long as the pircha shows that the melamed or the kal v'chomer is in that case is not so chomer, and in our case is as long as the melamed is chomer, because they're learning a psul, they're learning a chiyuv. So the Tosfos says kumi my kash is not a good kash in Rashi. All right, but then Tosfos we're going to focus on is Tosfos says, Achmasha Pirish, Bor Yechiyach. But I have one, in this whole parsha of Roy Ve'ena Roy, to say that Eish is Chomor because it destroys even things that it can't consume, and that's not the case for Shein V'Regel, no, that's not a difficult kasha. Number one, maybe I don't need to make Eish Chomer L'gav Shein V'Regel. And number two, so I don't need the Bor to bounce back in the Malam. I'll learn just from Eish. Good. I'll learn from Bor, Eish without Atzad HaShav. Good. However, he says, Mashapirish Bor Yechiyach. But Rashi's answer is very difficult. In other words, it may not be necessary to say Bor Yechiyach. It could be, but Rashi says Bor Yechiyach. So his answer is flawed. Right? That's Tesis Kasha. Right? Bor and Eish teach Shein Regel. How do we start? We start with Bor, Nu, because it's not Halech Umazik. Shein Regel is Halech Umazik. Then we say that Bor is really much, much more chomer. It's not a kal. Why is it much more chomer? Because Tchilas Tzias Hazik, Eish Yechiyach. Good. So Taisa says we're done. We're done. We're good. I'll tell me Eish is more chomer because it's even Dover Shein Roila. I don't need it. Good. But Rashi says. Rashi does finish up. Rashi does say that the kasha is a decent kasha. So how does the Gemara respond? Bor Yechiyach. What's Bor Yechiyach? Bor Yechiyach that the chumra of Eish, that it's totally destructive, roi, veiner roi, is not the machayiv of the hezek, of the mazik of Eish. Why? Because Bor, ain't a mood the Dorish any royaloi. Kigoin Adam. Because Bor is chayiv to pay even for that. Because Bor is potter from. Bor is a mazik. And the Torah relieved the Bala Bor from Dorish any roy. So you see, you don't have to be this ravaging mazik like Eish. That destroys and scorches and even the earth to be chayiv and hezek. Good, so far so good. The Tosva says, "What does Rashi mean that bor yechiyach she'ein mu'ud adavish ein rolik igoyin odom? Why is he calling odom adavish ein roy? Dovish and Eroi, Lagabi Shein Veregel means a jacket. It doesn't need jackets. It won't go near a jacket. Dovish and Eroi, Lagabi Eish means it's not going to do what fire normally does. Fire normally destroys. It's not going to destroy Eitz and Mavonim. It will scorch it. Still call the Hezek. Right? So now the goal of Rashi is to point out to us that the fact that something is very, very, very destructive is not the reason why it was a mazik. So Bor Yechiyach. Why? Because the Torah says that Bor is not responsible for the things that it does not normally destroy. Right? Just like Shein V'Regel is not responsible for the things it does not normally eat, Bor is not responsible for the things it does not normally destroy. So you see that the Torah says if you have a mazik, even if you'll be released from the responsibility of the things that it does not normally damage, still a mazik. So Tosva says, why do you call Adam a dovish and a roi? By Shein Regel, there are things it does normally eat. Yeah. By Eish, there are things that it does not normally destroy. It doesn't do what Eish normally does. Chayiv, the fact that it scorches it. I get it. Says Tosfos, what do you mean that Bor doesn't do what Bor normally does to Adam? Whatever, if a person falls into a Bor, if it's deep, God will get killed. And if it's not deep, God forbid, he'll get hurt. He will get hurt. And the Torah, and here the Torah says, "Oh, you're potter." That's not the same thing as in a roy legabe shein regel. It's not the same thing as in a roy legabe eish. Are you going to tell me that Bor is not so destructive because the Torah says for some reason you're potter on a human being that falls into your Bor?
Meaningless.
What's that? Hold on. Bor yechiyach she'ein mu'ud l'dover she'ein mu'ud l'kagin odom. Kasha. Two kashas. Kasha number one is, that's not true. Right? Kasha number one is that you are chayiv for odom. If odom gets killed, you're potter. But if an odom falls into a boar and gets hurt, you are chayiv. So what's the eniroi? V'od otu mishum de poter odom choshev eniroi. The only way that Tosfos I can explain calling an odom an eniroi is because the Torah patterned you. Because the Torah patterned you, that makes eniroi. And Tosfos, in order to strengthen this kasha, he says, and if that would be what you're thinking, so then your kasha from Eishes Bachlan of the kasha. I don't need to say Bor Yechiyach, because there is an Einer Roy Legabe Eish. That's called Tomun. When you're Potter. V'oid, a third kasha, Dele Kamon, Gabe Choymer, Beshor, Mi Bebor, Ein Moitzler of Yehuda de Machayim on this gate, Kalim Bebor, Ein Roy Bebor. Meshkach the Odom. Elanir the Odom Choshe Roy Lebor. The Roy Lemus Mahavla. Third kash is Odom is Roy. Why? Because I have a digest enough test of all the Einer, of all the Chomris, of all the Ovis. And over there, the Gemara says that if Yehuda, who is Mechayev on this Kekelim, there is no Einoi Roi. So that means that Odom is not considered an Einoi Roi. We couldn't find an Einoi Roi in Bor. We wanted to say that Bor is Mokuladike of because it's not Chayev in the Einoi Roi. The Gemara says, Yehuda says, you're Chayev in Kelim. So why did the Gemara say, but Odom, it holds that by Odom, you're potter. The Gemara didn't say that. Vayistachai said the Gemara holds that Bor is considered Roy, because it's Roy Vehezek. So Tosfos fixes up Rashi. No, he doesn't fix up Rashi. Rashi says black and white, Odom. But Tosfos fixes up the sugya now by saying, first he said, I don't really need to fix up the sugya because the kasha from Eish not a gemara like a kasha. I can end up saying Eish Yechiyach, like it's not a gemara. Tais does not really have to fix the answer for Rashi, because Rashi is explaining, the giving examples of ki shadisa bor bahani. So Tais would say, this is not, Sharon Sheni Regal doesn't need bor, it can work with Eish. Taisa could say, Kuluk Ishadisa Bor Beinayo means Bor will work with Eish and there won't be a Bor Yechiyach. Then it's out of Shabbat. Taisa does not need to answer to Rashi. There's no text that I need Rashi to explain. It's Rashi. So Taisa says, if I had to fix up my grandfather, if I had to help him out, I would say, well, there is a Kaili Shana Roy. And that's old Kalim. They don't break Mishum Havla. If you hold that Bor is Mishum Havla, not Mishum Chabota, that it's the rush. And so that doesn't affect Kalim. So I'd be able to fix up the Kal V'chaymer. All right, good. Doesn't really help Rashi, because that's not what Rashi says. So we're leaving Tosfos with three very substantial kashas on Rashi. All right? It's a kasha on Rashi, not a kasha on the Gemara. Kasha and Rashi. Rashi explained Kulu Kishidu Barminayu. Rashi said, what is that? I'm going to go through every single one. I'll get every yaw. I'll show you how to work it out. And when he comes to explaining to us how Shendra comes from Bor, he says, I'll take Bor and Eish. Right? And then I have to explain to you where it's in Shava. So I'm going to have to find the Pircha from Eish, which is Bor Yechiyach. The Pircha from Eish is going to be that it's Chayiv and Shein Roy. That's pretty good, because the Gemara says at the end, Lasuye Lichon Niroi V'Sisra Havana. And my final Yechiyach is going to be Bor. That's where we get stuck. Why is bor called yechiach? Because it's chayev even on an einer roiloi, which Rashi is adam. So the simplest kasha is, the Gemara doesn't say that in the test of Aleph, Yidam Aleph. Right? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, that's kasha number three. Kasha number two is, why are you calling Adam an Einar Roy? Because it's Yosef Kosov. Then I have no kasha from Eish, because Eish is Chayev, because Eish also is an Einar Roy called Toma. Are you going to call Adam an Einar Roy? It's not even true. You're Chayev Adam and Yisik. Those are the three kashas. Good. Effie, what do you say?
Originally, I was trying to understand if Shane is if an animal eats something that's not normal for it to eat, Tosa says it becomes Karen. So why does that make it Karen anymore than it wouldn't be Kavas al Hadak?
I don't know where you're going.
I was just wondering why Tosa says if, at the beginning,
Right. Why is that Karen? Yeah. Good, because we haven't focused on this Nakuda yet. Karen is defined in two ways. One is Darkoi Lahazik, right? And it's defined as that it is Dover She'enoi Royaloi. Right? Now we have a mission at the end of the first parak that if an animal does something strange, unexpected, then it's called Karen. Right? Why is that? Because Paul Benizko Kenosa means that Kol Ashvarim Bechezkas Shimer Oimdim. And this animal is acting crazy. So, a Dover She'ena Roy is called Karen. One of the things that we have to discuss at length, one of the very important shim we're going to have, is what is a defining characteristic of Karen? Because it seems to be, right? The Gemara says, Regel Hezeko Motsui. Right? Vaistachoy's Karen is not Hezeko Motsui. Right? Karen de Kavonos Elahazik. So, what is the defining characteristic of Karen? Right? We have to still. It looks like the two are very similar. An animal that does something bizarre sounds like Kavan al Hasek. If it's not bizarre, no, that's what it normally does. Shane, it wants to eat. It's not Kavan al Hasek. A bizarre act that bothers us, right, looks like Kavan al Hasek. So that's the question that we'll have to delve into. What is the defining characteristic of Karen? Because both are used interchangeably in the sugya. Good, Yoni.
Could we maybe answer at least some of Tosas's kashas with something that we discussed by Kicho, and that it's the actual, we were saying that. It's only the change in air pressure of the damage of the boar that's actually damaging the animal.
If, yeah,
but by kalim, what's damaging the kalim is that it hits the ground, and I'm not positive about adam, but actually you can make some sort of swear that an adam has das and is able to position himself where it's really only the ground that's doing the damaging when he hits the bottom of the boar, and therefore it really is only Dvarim that are roy to be damaged during the fall of the bar that's actually the mechayev.
So the Gemara later on is going to have a machlekes whether it's chabot or habla. Right? Over here, Tosfos in his solution to how we could salvage Rashi, he says if we discuss chabot, then everything is roy. Everything gets hurt and broken on impact. If we discuss havla, then there are certain kalim that are not impacted by the change of air. Right? So it seems that Tosfos is saying that Mishum Chabata, he will not be able to find anything which is any roi. But he's willing to make the Rashi work according to some shitas. Just like the Gemara will work only according to Rabbanan, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Gisha Disa Bar Binah doesn't have to work for every single shita. No. It's a good kasha. So the it's very hard to find Lanius Daiti, a mahalach that helps us understand this Rashi. Go ahead.
How are translating your understanding of life?
So that's a, let's focus on that for a moment. Right? What is being called Roy over here? So in the context of Shein V'Regel, we have clarity. Right? Roy is a normal thing for the animal to eat. Good. There we go. When it comes to Eish, so Roy and Einer Roy means that it doesn't do what Eish can do. How do I know that? Because Einer Roy is Licha Nira B'Sicha Avonu. That it's... So... Why are you calling scorching an Einoi Roi? So Lechar means that the fire doesn't do what fires normally do. Fires normally consume altogether. Right?
Is it about whether it's being used as fuel for the fire or whether it's just...
It could be. I don't know why that would... Just to finish this point, we'll come to that in a moment. So you look at the last line of the first Rashi on Vav Amud Aleph. So there it says, "Milsud and Mechayev v'Dovish Shein Roy Lo Kigoyin Hocha Shein Ikir Eish B'Chach." Right? That's not that. What is Ikir Eish B'Chach? So I would think that that's not what we normally view as the destructive force of fire. Now, what Ezra is saying is accurate, right? That the distinguishing factor is going to be whether it is used as fuel or whether it's not used as fuel. That's correct. I don't know if that is what the Rishonim were looking at. It's correct to say that Iker Eish is going to consume if it's fuel and it will scorch if it's not. It's almost entirely correct.
Stopping the spread.
Say it again?
It might even be stopping the spread of the fire. It's,
okay.
It's not really, it's actually putting it out.
Okay. So, Afalpikain, the Baal Ha'esh will be higher for whatever, even if it hits a barrier that would stop the spread, you'll still be higher for any damage that it presses upon it. Right, so however you want to find it in Roy, it's going to be something in that realm. Ein ikir eish b'chach. Right, it's that the eish is not destroying this. Good. Now, what is ein roi when it comes to boar? So, what do you assume from the way that Tosfos asked the kasha? What should you conclude? Where does it say? Mil kasha. Kasha chana. The loipotar adam elim imisa. V'loim minizakim. Void otu mishum de potar adam choshev ein roi. Halo be'eish nami potar. And third, it's not considered to be one of the chumras of one of the coolest. But no, go ahead.
So if you say that boar is high mishum habala, or whichever way you say it, if the thing that falls in is not going to break normally when it or get damaged when it goes in, then it's going to be in a right. And if it normally will get damaged when it goes in, then it is right.
No, so where do you see that in Tosfos?
Because when he talks about the kalim that are going to fall into the... When he talks about... When he says, Elanir de Adam Nani Chashiv Roy Labor, Yirai Lamavet Dehabla. And then he says, Aval Kalim, Pasha Vedekaman, in the Lord is Kalim Lahabla.
You're right. So that is Tosus's solution, which does not really work for Rashi.
Right.
So when Tosus tries to, when Tosus is asking on Rashi, so how is Tosus looking at Einar Roy? You're correct in saying Tosus comes around to say, I could help Rashi out, but I can't really work with exactly what he's saying, but I can work it out somehow. That's correct. But in the Kasha, how is he understanding Rashi?
I mean, how does he understand how Rashi understands?
Yeah.
If you're Pater, he did that out.
So it would seem from this Tosfos that Tosfos is saying Einar Roy is Pater Medina. Right? Two, how do we know that? First of all, the Tumen question is very, very. Right? Einar Roy Legabe Eish is not, Tosfos is not saying Einar Roy Legabe Eish is Lichon Nir Sifas Havana. Tosfos is saying, what's the Einar Roy that I'm comparing to Adam is Ptur. So Tosfos is saying when it comes to Shein V'Regel, so that it's Einar Roy law, you can argue was because I'm not going to eat it, I'm going to hand off from it. I can say because the Torah is a Mechayim, it's called the Karen. Good. When it comes to Eish, Tosfos is identifying the Einar Roy as being the parallel in Eish is that it's Tumen. That's got nothing to do with whether the Eish is going to singe, scorch, or destroy. It is purely exerce a kosev that we don't fully understand. Tur Tumen. If Adam and Mazik is chayiv in Tumen. Right? Adam and Mazik burns somebody, Adam and Mazik destroys somebody else's, takes his wallet and throws it into the ocean. So he can't say, I didn't know it was in the wallet. I only thought it was $100, I didn't know it was $500 there. Tumen is not a ptur. There's a cause when it comes to Eish. So it would seem from Tosfos that Tosfos is saying that the Einar Roy that we were discussing is the Torah, there's a cause, the Torah is pattering it. So Tosfos' kasha is, how can you call Adam Einar Roy? It's only Einar Roy Gabi Misa. Well, the kasha. How can you call Einar Roy? Because the Torah pattered. Torah Patrick Talmud is also Einar Roy. The Torah made it Einar Roy. That's what Tosfos seems to be saying. And that is the strength of Tosfos' Kasha. That's clearly what Tosfos is saying, and that's clearly what makes Tosfos' Kasha very, very strong. That Einar Roy, now Tosfos is looking at Einar Roy as that which the Torah did not hold you responsible for. The Torah did not hold me responsible. If the Torah held me responsible in Eish for even Einar Roy, then that's a very chomer d'gamazik. So how can I learn from that chain regel that's part in Einar Roy? So I'll tell you, look at Bor. The Torah didn't hold you responsible for everything. Everything is in Bor. There's an Einar Roy everywhere also. Tosfos says, if that's the case, it's Al-Kasha. Because Eish has an Einar Roy also. So that some Tosfos' Kasha. And in Rashi, you see that Tosfos is understanding that whatever the Torah patted you from, that's going to be considered an Einar Roy. And that's what he says, Lagabe Hezek, Yarchai, it is Roy. First Kasha, it is Roy. Second Kasha is Einar Roy Lagabe Eish. And third Kasha, it's not listed in the Einar Roy Revue. Mordechai.
Rory was asking
that
one of the proposals made by Joel Pater Alam Misa. And I think it kind of goes along with the age not about the tamon, and that it'd be like a guy who died in the boar test.
Yeah.
So technically, you could say, oh, maybe the boar killed him, but it's anal roi because we say that the boar test usually doesn't kill someone. So the same thing with the tamon. Now, technically, your fire did destroy the object, but it's not roi for a random garment to be inside a giant stack of hay. So even though technically it was like your hezek, but it's anal roi in the sense that you could say it really shouldn't have happened, and that you can't be chai for something that's anal roi, and it shouldn't have like been your, I guess, your chayas to know about.
So again, and where are you going with that?
I think that's what I think it's supposed to be, like maybe helping out Rashi, that say like, really, we remember the difference between Nisa and the Zikin is that it's a boreal test, but you would have been a chayav in the Zikin because he died in Nidah Pater. It seems like Tumah, like, had you known the object was in there, you would have been a chayav, because you didn't know it in there, even though it was just more about like Das, now you'd be Pater.
So what Mordechai said is most clearly said in a Tosus, which was quoted in the Shidduch Kubes, at the very end of Tes Amud Beis. Just look at it inside. Elavadei Nira Shekach Hua Inyan. This is a Shita saying Kosu Bataisus. Did I lose my... Elevadai nira. Shekach hua inyan. Bor potar boy misas odom mishum dehavel leil iyune. Mishum dehavel, because a person should be watching where he's going. V'chiye ben nizki odom, and the Torah was mechayev ben nizki odom, I'm hard pressed to really be convinced by this, that this is actually the way things work, but this is what Taisha is saying. Taisha says that when people walk around, so they are always alert, and they should be alert to the things which could kill them. They are not so alert to the things which could harm them. Right? So again, I'm not sure. You walk in the street, and you see one of these delivery slots in the sidewalk open, and you know, God forbid, because it drops. So you're very careful, right? I guess a person not always alert, let's say in winter when it's black ice, so people still run. So I don't know if Tyson is saying that deep inside the psyche of a person as he's making these decisions. I don't know. I don't appreciate whether this reflects the way that people think. I don't know.
Also require the knowledge of what can and can't kill you.
Correct. Yeah.
Does everyone
yeah.
know what
yeah.
is capable and not killing yeah.
them? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what you're saying is possible. When people get older and more frail, so then they go to Florida for the winter, right? Because, right? And when they're younger, they take the chances. So maybe that's what Tosha is saying. That for an older person, a frail person, so black ice is a mamasha, the mamas. And for a younger person, most is a mazik. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure that's, I find it hard to fully appreciate what Tosfos is saying over here. But it's clear what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying is that when the Torah says that a boar, that the Bala boar is potter for Adam, a boar shall yud is potter for Adam. Why? It's because there's a shared responsibility when it comes to the boar. The guy created such a huge mazik that he can expect that people will be careful not to avoid his boar. So the Torah said potter. But when a guy doesn't create such a huge mazik, so then the Torah doesn't say that the mazik has to take, that then the mazik has to take responsibility because he's not ma'ayin. There's no decision making when it comes to Eish. Right, comes to boar. Tzarachin, according to Tosfos, says mentioned the other day in the Beis Medrash, whether nowadays that people are not looking where they're going altogether. People are texting all the time while they're walking. Whether have to change the have to reconsider a different mahalach. But what is clear in Tosfos? How is Tosfos looking at? This is what Mordechai was saying a moment ago. When Tosfos looked at the din that a boar is potter, mimisas adam, how did Tosfos look at it? Was that? But he viewed it as the Torah giving me a svara. He didn't look at it as this blanket Zeiros HaKosov that we don't get. That for some reason Baruch Hu was pattered. Tosfos said, Vaday Nirish HaKachu Inyan. Bilachach. Bilachach Chiyav Boi Ben Nizkei Odom. Upotu Boi Mises Odom. Now coming back to Effie's question, what's an Einar Roy? In Tosfos, right, the Einai Roy, Tosfos is saying his understanding of Einai Roy is similar to the Einai Roy of Shein Veregel and similar to the Einai Roy of Eish. Eish, the Einai Roy is, I'm not expected to worry about that the Eish is going to scorch something. I'm expected to worry about that the Eish is going to destroy something. I'm not expected to worry about, I need not worry about the Shein V'Regel eating some clothing. I needn't worry about the boar, about the guy dropping into the boar and dying. Shouldn't happen. And I'm not a shamer in that. I am a shamer in a person dropping down and God forbid getting this. So Tosfos understood Einar Roy, Tosfos on his own, it's not Xeris HaKosov. It is Xeris HaKosov, but it's the Torah applying a din, the Torah applying a svar. When the Chazal Darshan Shor v'lei odom, chamor v'lei kelim. I don't know exactly how far to take this. Whether to say that it was an asmachta and the svara, I'm not sure how far to take it. But it's clear from Tosfos that they saw either that Chazal were applying a svara or that the Torah was mechadesh a svara. But not exactly what's cause. Now compare this to Rashi, the Anun Beis Amar Aleph, where the Mishnah says Ben Oibas Evrei Omo Potter Nofal Saichai. Sorry. Nafal Saichai Shor Chayre Shaita Vekotan Chayim Bein Aibas, little kin Evin Ayama Potter. Rashi says Bein Aibas Kiloimar Afogab Diktanim Vilekul and Meimar Iboye Le Iune Umezel Afilu Hochi Potter Mixeres Akosov Shor Vele Odom Chamor Vele Kelim. Right? Rashi understands it as Mixeres Akosov. Taisus Lachar would say, even a little kid is Iboye Le Iune, a little bit. Or there's somebody watching out for the little kid. But Rashi clearly says, "V'lekel ameimar iboyel yune." Afilu hachi potur mizeres hakosav. So Rashi is saying that there is a svara of iboyel yune, but that's not the reason for the mizeres hakosav. Rashi is not denying the svara doesn't apply. There is a svara, there's a svara. But the svara is not, does not match up at all with Xeris Akos. Veraya, Beinu Bas, Yipoter, Yiteres Adam. So Tosfos identifies the Xeris HaKosov with a Svara. Right? Mordechai was saying before that Tosfos would have to say the same thing with respect to Tomun, that there's some Svara that the Torah is Mechadish vis-a-vis Tomun. I'm not sure. Tosfos clearly says, and again, it's Tosfos explaining Rashi. Right? So it would make sense that Tosfos would adopt Rashi's Mahalach over here for these three lines. Right? Tosfos is Kash and Rashi is even stronger now. Right? Because Tosfos says that when it comes to human beings, they are Einoi Roi Lagave Misa, but that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about the Boile Yune. We're talking about Xeris HaKosov, because Rashi holds that the Ptur Odom Misa is Xeris HaKosov. So once he says Xeris HaKosov, no, so then I understand why Toman Lagave Yesh would not be a Chocha. Why do I need to go back to Bor Yechiyach? Right? The Tosfos Kasha is really locked up tight. All right, again. Just to build it up again. We began the sugya is the sugya of Kishadisa Bor Bahane. Bor is the engine of Hezek. You could develop all ways of Hezek. And the Gemara is at the end of Rava says that's correct. I still need the Ovis to teach me the various halachis. But Enachanami, the Chi of Hezek, the Tanashova, Bor plus. Good. Tosfos says, Lav, Davke, Davke, that's not Mamish Bor plus. It's, you can get, once you have Bor plus, you get everything. But you don't need Bor plus. It is sufficient but not necessary. Right? Bor plus. Sometimes I'll be able to do Bor, Eshechiach, I won't need a Tanashova. All right? Palga works good. Rashi, in explaining to us the sugya, says, no, I need more plus for every of. Except for care. Right? So Taisa to now, and then in explaining why you need Bor plus, so Rashi explains Bor ve'esh. What is the shutus of Bor ve'esh? So Rashi explains that I'm going to need Esh, I'm going to need Bor to help out Esh. I'll need Esh to help out Bor, and I need Bor to help out Esh. Why do I need Bor to help out Esh? Because Esh is Chayiv, is a monster of Mazik. It's Chayiv and Shein Roila. So maybe that's why it's Chayiv. So Bor is not a monster of a Mazik. It's not a Chayiv and a Roila, and you're still Chayiv. I'm good. Taisva says that you're calling Shein Varegel Chayiv on Shein, that put in Shein Roila. I don't get it, but I can paper over that problem. But in what Taisva says was unnecessary. Rashi's last step, Bor Yechiyach, that it's Chayiv v'Shein Eroi, that it's Poter v'Shein Eroi, and still Chayiv, that I can't make peace with. Why? Three kashas. Okay? Now, in explaining his three kashas, one of those kashas is that Bor is Poter for Adam, Eish is Poter for Adam. I don't need Bor, I don't need Bor is potter for Toman. I don't need Bor to tell me that there's a chiyuv even when there's a ptur and einer roi and therefore shen regel shvichayev. Because Eish is chayev and is potter and sheinet roi. Hainu Toman. Taste I can't. Now, what we pointed out is that Taisus kasha is mamish locked up. It's a fantastic kasha. Mamish wraps the igras, I would say. There's a safer putting out volumes called Meraps Igra, Kashas. And then he took all these Kashas to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Chaim Steinberg, so he has Meraps Igra Kashas, and then he has the Terutzim that he shepherded Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what Reb Chaim said, and what Reb Steinberg said, is a few of his favorites, Reb Steinberg, he has. So Meraps Igra means it's a roof breaker. Yeah? Igra is the roof, Meraps breaks. So every so often say, this Kashas, Meraps Igra means can't get out of it, right? Like, drives you out of your kelim, drives you through the roof, right, over the top. So that's the so the Gemara. So Taisvus Sakache Sakash. I looked around. We're not totally troubled. Granat has a very, very creative teretz, and we'll come back to it, where he says that some ovos are chayiv mishum lack of shmir, and some others are chayiv mishum mamon. It's very hard to. And at the end of that arichas, he says you can say it, and that's how you'll answer this Rashi as well. But what we're pointing out now is a gvaldik akash. We pointed out that Tosfos, the Shita, quotes Tosfos, and he does not agree with Rashi's understanding of the Ptur Odom. That's a very Yesodistic machlokes. Hayotzi calls that a Yesodistic machlokes. The Ptur Odom in Kele, in the Ptur Odom, when it comes to Bor, is that Exeris Akosov that we don't get. And that's what Rashi says. And therefore, Kitanim are also patterned. Or is it a Exeris Akosov that we do understand? It's a Svara. And Tosaf explained that since the Svara attaches itself to Roiv people, it applies to all people. That could be one possibility. Or he would say, even little children are Iboy Le Liyuna because they're with parents, whatever he'll say. But we have clarity in Taisva saying, Lachach, this is the reason for the Torah. Now Rashi does say the svara is a good svara. He just doesn't say the svara is the reason for the ptur. Right? Rashi says you could say it shall be ma'ayin. It's a good svara to patra. But it's not the reason, because a child is not iboy liyune and you're still potter. But the svar is a good svar. Rashi's not dismissing the svar. Rashi's not for caring. I recognize the svar. But that's not the reason for this. No. Now, what would be the din if Rashi holds that when it comes to Odom, Borvalay Odom, Borvalay adult Odom, there are really two reasons to patur. There is Iboyle Liyune, and there also is Exeris HaKosim. When it comes to a child, there's only Exeris HaKosim. When it comes to an adult, Rashi says, there would be a reason, I can give a Svara. It just happens to be, the Svara does not help you out with the Kotam. So there's Exeris HaKosim, right? But Rashi says the Svara is a good Svara. You know, Rashi, Lu Yitzhak would not have Exeris HaKosim. Rashi seems to say, I would pater Adam from Bor, because he boiled the unit. I wouldn't pater a Kotam. So the Torah says, Exeris HaKosim. Correct? But there is a Svara to say that a Bor would be pater on an Ein Roi. If I wouldn't have Exeris HaKosov, I would still say that a Bor is potter any time I can say Ein Roi. Right? Now, you and I might disagree whether it's Lagabe Hezek, Lagabe Misa, but if I could say Ein Roi, if I could argue Iboy Liliune, that this is not what you expect to fall into your Bor. You expect this guy to watch the scene of the Bor, that you'd be potter. Right? So once you see that Nakuda, so now you can understand what Rashi's saying. Right? Rashi's saying there is a Svar Liftor. It's, again, sufficient but not necessary. It's not the tour of the Torah, but it is a powerful Svar. I would say this. So Rashi's saying that when I learn from Eish, right? When I learn from Eish, I would say that the Torah was Machayev Eish Beroi Vishena Roi. That I would say there isn't any Svara to Pater Eish Vishena Roi, because there is no real Eina Roi Legabe Eish, because Eish will damage something somehow. And if it does, I could say it's not fuel, it's not going to consume, I didn't expect it, but we know Eish scorches, right? So Yechayiv Tefet. Bor, there is a Ptur and a Roy. So I would say, I can't learn Shein V'Regel, because Shein V'Regel, by its very nature, there's an Einoi Roy which I'm Potter from. Not the Einoi Roy Xeris HaKosov, because Kadon Tesis got the Kasha, but the Svar of Einoi Roy. So that's the Torah says, Bor Yechiyach, that even though there's an Einoi Roi called Adam, he boil little Yune, but you're chayiv for Adam of Bor when it's Nizek. No? Again, if we veer away from the Tais a little bit and say there are two halachas of Odom and Bor, not two ways of looking at Bor. Once you see this Rashi on Nun Beis, it's a boiling is a good svar, which is not, it's not the Xeris HaKosov. So then what Rashi is saying, and this takes off at least two, maybe three, all kashas. I believe this is what the Birkas of Rambam is pointing out. I believe what he says. That he doesn't build on this Rashi in Nun Beis. But I believe this is what he says. That Tosfos is looking at totally in terms of Xeris HaKosov, because that's how he understood Rashi. And Rashi is saying it's true Xeris HaKosov, but there is a Svar of Einoi Roi. It's just not the justification for the din of it. So if you, once you say that, so then you can taka say that there's a Pircha from Eish. By Eish, there is no such thing as an Einoi Roi, the Torah is Mechayev you. But by Shein V'Regel, there's an Einoi Roi. Shein V'Regel is only chayiv and tomatoes and cucumbers. So maybe the Torah wasn't chayiv you on tomatoes and cucumbers, because it's not such a big guess. Come the Torah says, it's got to be boar. even though there's an Eino Roi, because people don't fall into pits. Because Ibar Lune, but you're still Chayyar for Hezek. You're Potter for Misa. There's a Kosov. But you're Chayyar for Hezek. You could say, L'chorv, that's an Emes. You can't say it's an Emes. It's Hezek. Because people don't, are not Ibar Lune on a 9 Tefach Pits. But L'chorv, you're not Mukhr to say that. Rashi could say that Ibar Lune works for Adam, but the Torah says, no, Yechayim anyways. So therefore you see that being a mazik on a dover shein roi, right? They said, right? No. Eish is on an roi. Therefore you see that a boar, That the svara of iboy leyune is a valid pitur in bor, if lechayra, if it would really apply, if you could really find an iboy leyune, and nevertheless, bor is chayiv, right? That's what we're suggesting. There is a svara iboy leyune. It would be actually if you could find. It really boils the unit. Torah says, according to Rashi, that it is a good svara. We would have to be convinced, right? L'chaira, if a person dug a pit and then put all sorts of things in place, so Rashi might say, itaga patur. Because any roi, might say that's if you can prove that you've done everything you had to do, so that a person would not fall into it, you didn't cover it. So Rashi may say nachna mitzvot. So that's what we're pointing out, is that in according to this is the most important nakuda of this. This shir is that to see the machlekes Rashi Tosfos. The Tosfos sees the Torah Mechanish Svara, and Rashi's Gzeiras HaKosav. Tosfos is kasha is based on his understanding of Rashi. Gvaldik. What we're suggesting is a possible way to understand Rashi is that Rashi holds that he boiled you in his takaptur when you can be sure you can apply it. And the Torah is mechadish that even when you cannot apply b'liyune, there will still be a potter of p'tur l'gavi adam. All right. So maybe it's a possible way of at least either you like it, maybe at least go to sleep tonight. Otherwise, be up all. How can you go to sleep with such a Rashi? No, it's a difficult Rashi. Good, Zev.
Rashi, if it's the way that we're understanding now, how would he understand the
Ptur Tamun?
Because if it's
the Ptur again? Tamun
by Ish.
So Lachar, he would say Rashi is Exeris. He doesn't have to explain it.
Okay.
Kasha be in Tosfos.
I guess
Tosfos
would be able to say that there's a svara behind Tamun also.
So they have to
reject all
svara. It's not Mukhra. Because Tosfos says this is a svara, that needn't say that everything is a svara. It's not Mukhra. Mordechai took that approach. He said, yeah, we can give a svara for Tamun. How do you expect it to know what your Lagabe Eish, Lagabe Chitzav? But I don't know if that is accurate. Because Lagabe, maybe hopefully we'll get to the sugya of Ishim Shem Chitzav, if that's the case. No, by chetz you can't say there's no Ptur Tamun, I don't think. But I don't think it's mukhar that because Tosfos found this svar over here, that therefore. All right? Okay, good.
Good thing for